Now, I don't know why these folk who left that verse out don't keep reading. Well, I think I do know why. Verse 15 says, "Now mine eyes shall be open, and mine ears attent unto the prayer that is made in this place." Now, the very interesting thing, this is the dedication of the temple at Jerusalem. Now, if you do want to follow this particular injunction here, you ought to take the next plane that's going to Jerusalem and go up there. And I can tell you that there's no temple there now, but the Mosque of Omar is there. But that's where you're told here to go. And if you intend to follow this passage, I don't know why folk will lift out one verse. It was never intended that way. This was applicable to the people in that day, but there is an application for us today, of course. But I think that it'd be better to go get the thing that God says to us directly. Verse 16, "For now have I chosen and sanctified this house, that my name may be there forever, and mine eyes and mine heart shall be there perpetually." I stayed in a hotel for a week overlooking the temple area. In fact, I could get up of a morning, walk out to my window in my hotel, that is the big door that was there, glass door, and I could just look out and see this temple area. And I thought, well, I'm looking this morning at a spot where God is looking also. That is a spot that is to him a very dear place. Verse 17, "And as for thee, if thou wilt walk before me as David thy father walked, and do according to all that I have commanded thee, shall observe my statutes and my judgments, then will I establish the throne of thy kingdom, according as I have covenanted with David thy father, saying, there shall not fail thee a man to be ruler in Israel." Now, God has promised in the Davidic line that there would not be a time when there would not be a ruler. And there's none around today on this earth that could claim to be in David's line. But there's one sitting at God's right hand today, and he's been told, "Sit thou at my right hand until I make thy enemies thy footstool." Verse 19, "But if ye turn away, forsake my statutes and my commandments, which I have set before you, and shall go and serve other gods and worship them, then will I pluck them up by the roots out of my land, which I have given them, and this house which I have sanctified for my name will I cast out of my sight, and I'll make it to become a proverb and a byword among all nations." And that's what that place became. It's what it is today. It's not a sacred spot today. The Mosque of Omar is there. And then he says, "And this house which is high shall be an astonishment to everyone that passeth by it, so that he shall say, why hath the Lord done thus unto this land and unto this house?" I stood with several folk overlooking the temple area, and one of them raised the question here, "Why, this is supposed to have been God's house here. And look at it today. Why, there's heathenism here, paganism here, as much as there's any place on the earth. You'd think since it's God's spot that he's chosen that he wouldn't permit it. The thing that's happened is exactly what God said would happen. Now will you notice, "It shall be answered because they forsook the Lord God of their fathers, which brought them forth out of the land of Egypt." And I was privileged to tell that individual that the Word of God says very clearly that it's because they have forsaken the Lord God. And they've laid hold on other gods and worshiped them and served them. Therefore hath he brought all this evil upon them.